Finally, normally on Mondays, I talk about something that's on my mind in my weekly Can I Just Tell You commentary. But today, we wanted to take a moment to remember Tina Marie. Later this week, I'll have a special edition of my Can I Just Tell You commentary on our New Year's Eve program. Rhythm and blues singer Tina Marie, also known as Lady T, was the self-proclaimed Ivory Queen of Soul. The songstress passed away at her home in Los Angeles on Sunday. Tina Marie wasn't the first white woman to sing soul music, but the gifted songwriter, producer, and musician was memorable for the many chart-topping hits she recorded, like Ooh La La La. Sweet thing, you got me singing. Ooh la la la, it's the way that you feel when you know it's real. Ooh la la la, it's the one that's inside when you're satisfied. Ooh la la la, it's a dream that lasts forever. Ooh la la la. Another big hit was Square Biz. And she paired with her mentor, funk music icon Rick James, for I'm a Sucker for Your Love. Baby, you two are a mellow fellow, and you're as rare as vintage wine. I'll take you any place, get into your time space. That's why I chose to make you mine. She was born Marie Christine Brockert. She grew up in Venice, California, listening to soul music. Lady T fell in love with Motown, the sound that produced black artists like Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5, and the Supremes. She was signed on the label in 1979. In 2006, she talked with NPR about her appreciation for and longtime love affair with black music.
I think it's because of the way I was raised. I just embraced the sound that I loved, and I think that people can feel the genuineness and the purity of Tina Marie, and it's really, really who I am.
Tina Marie eventually left Motown in 1982, and her split had an historic impact. She sued the label, and the legal battle led to a law that prevented record labels from holding artists without releasing any of their music. Tina Marie's profile faded in the 1990s. Her comeback album, La Donna, was put out on the rap label Cash Money Records. It earned her a Grammy nomination. Last year, she released Congo Square, which was titled after a meeting place for slaves in New Orleans. The album featured tributes to Martin Luther King's widow and a song called Black Cool, which was written for President Barack Obama. It's been reported that Tina Marie died after suffering a seizure. She was 54 years old. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.